Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Brura Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Kuf Chaf Gimel Sifim Aleph through Dalid. We're going to talk about bowing at the end of Shmona Esrei and taking three steps back after Shmona Esrei. We'll talk about standing in place after taking your three steps back, and also how to take your three steps back. Says the Mechaber in Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph, Korea ufosea shalosh psios la'acharov bekriya achas. One should bow and take three steps backwards after Shmona Esrei in one bowing. V'acher shepasa shalosh psios ba'odo korea, after he takes his three steps back while he is still bowing, kodem sheyizkov, before he straightens himself, kesheyomar osa shalom bimromov, while he's saying the words osa shalom bimromov, hofich panov litzad smolo, he turns his head to the left, uchesheyomar hu yasa shalom aleinu, hofich panov litzad yamino, when he says hu yasa shalom aleinu, he turns his head to the right, ve'achar kach yishtachav elefanov ke'eved haniftar meirabo, afterwards he bows towards his front, straight, as a servant would leave his master. Comments the Rama, v'noagu lomar achar kach yihi ratzon sheyibane bis hamikdash v'chulei, ki atfila b'makom ho'avoda. After we say osa shalom, we have the minog to say yihi ratzon that Hashem should rebuild the bis hamikdash, because our tfila is a substitute for the avoda in the bis hamikdash, v'lachin mevakshim ala mikdash shenucha lasos avoda mamish. And therefore we pray that the mikdash be rebuilt so that we can do the real avoda and not only tfila, which is the substitute for avoda. If one is not able to walk, how should he do his three steps back? So Reb Shlomo Zalman, in footnote 1, is quoted as saying that if one is in a wheelchair, he should try his best to move the wheelchair, either himself or with assistance, the distance of the three steps. What exactly is the required manner of bowing while you take your three steps back? Says the Mishnah Brura in Se'if Aleph, Korea ufosea ke'eved haniftar meirabo. He does so as a servant would leave his master. V'shir hakriya kvar kosavti le'elbasim in kufyot gimel b'vir halacha shu kedei sheyispakeku kol chulyosav shebeshidra. That the way that we bow is where all of the vertebrae of the spine are sticking out. Achar kach matzasi b'simen zeh shekin kosav eliyaraba b'shem tzedel aderech. Eliyaraba writes the same in this simen. Sif beiz shalosh psios. Why do we have three steps? So Ayin Beis Yosef Kamata Amim, the Beis Yosef quotes a number of reasons. Va'ul kasvu tam mishum da amru chazal de bizchus gimel psios sherotz nevucha netzar lechvon Hashem isbarach zocha lahachriv beis hamikdash. Chazal say that because of the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took in order to honor Hashem, he merited the destruction of the beis hamikdash. V'lachein mida kinegen mida anu posim gimel psios umispalalin sheyibana beis hamikdash. We take three steps as well, and we daven that the beis hamikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days. Says the Mishnah Brura se'iv gimel. When exactly should one say osa shalom? V'achar sheposa v'loka osan sheomrim osa shalom ba'od sheposin. One should not say the words osa shalom while he's taking his three steps back. De'inochel nasos kein, it's improper to do so. V'chein adin ba'osa shalom de'kadish. Likewise, one should not say the words osa shalom while taking the three steps back after Shmona Esrei or after Kaddish, but rather only after taking the three steps back should you begin to say the words osa shalom. And the Chayei Adam, quoted in a footnote 2, says that we do the same practice for osa shalom after Kaddish as we do for after Shmona Esrei in terms of bowing to the left and then to the right and then straight ahead. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Se'iv Dalit. Why do we first turn to the left? Litzad smolo. When you're davening, you perceive yourself as if the Shechina is opposite you. The left of the person is the right of the Shechina, and therefore we bow to the right of the Shechina first. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that therefore a lefty should follow the same procedure. We wouldn't distinguish between a righty and a lefty. When should you say Ve'al Kol Yisrael Ve'imru Amin? Says the Mishnah Brura in Se'ifei Shalom Aleinu. One should not say Alinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amin altogether. Ela v'al kol Yisrael yomar kishemishtachav elefanov. You say v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amin while you are bowing straight. Why do you say v'imru amin if while you're davening a personal Shmona Esrei? You're not, who are you asking to say amin? So the Magen Avraham Samech Vav Sev Zayin pointed out in footnote 4 says that you're calling on the Malachim who guard you every day to say amin to your tefillah. The Rama mentioned that we have the custom to say Yiratzon Shibana Bis Hamikdash after Shmona Esrei. What happens if before you say the Yihi Ratzon Sheyibane, the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazar Sashatz? Should you still say the Yihi Ratzon? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky pointed out in footnote 4, says that yes, Reb Shlomo Zalman had the practice that he waited until after the Bracha of Avos in order to say Yihi Ratzon and listen to the Bracha of Avos from the Shliach Tzibur. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Beis. B'makom shakalu shalosh psios, at the place that one's that one ended his three steps, yamud, he should stand there, v'lo yachzor limkomo ad sheyagia shliach tzibur lekedusha. One should not return to his original place until the shliach tzibur gets up to kedusha, ulefachos ad sheyaschil shliach tzibur lispal b'kol ram, at the very least, until the shliach tzibur begins chazaras hashatz. So while we are saying Oseh Shalom, how exactly should we stand? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Vav, Ya'amod, V'chavein raglav kemo betfila kesha omer Oseh Shalom. One should have his feet together, aligned, the same way that he would have them during tefila, while he says Oseh Shalom, b'pnei shemata atzmo litzad shechina, because you're bowing towards the shechina. Zayin v'lo yachzor, you don't go back to your original place. Sheim chozer miyad, if you were to do so immediately, dome le talmid shenifter me rabba upasa la'achura v'chozer miyad. So then what you're akin to is a student who departs from his Rebbe, he takes his steps back, and then he returns immediately. Shesofo mochiach atchilaso, his behavior at the end reflects on his original behavior, shalopasala achurav kedeli potter mimenu, that he didn't really take these steps back in order to depart from him. He wasn't really interested in that. V'humegune, and this is something that is inappropriate and frowned upon. Aval kishemamtin al kedusha or al koponim da'aschalas tefilas hashatz, if you wait in place until the chazan starts kedusha or at least chazar hashatz, so then nir la'kol shachozer b'shvil ha'kedusha ulechavin l'mashi yomer hashatz, so then it's apparent to everyone around you that you're returning to your place in order to respond to kedusha in order to pay attention to that which the shliach tzibur is saying. What about during mariv? Until when should you stand in place? So the Reb Shlomo Zalman pointed out in footnote 5 says that you should stand in place until the Shliach Tzibur begins Kaddish, or on Friday nights until the Shliach Tzibur begins Vayechulu. Do you have to return to your place? What if you don't want to? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Ches, Limekomo, Peirush, Imrotza Lachzor Limekomo, Eino Rashai Ad Vechule. If you want to go back to your original place, you can't do so until the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, or at least begins Chazar Sashatz. If he wants to, if one wants to, he can actually stand the rest of the time where he ended his Shmona Esrei. The Magen Avram says that according to that which the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of a Yash Omrim, that we take six steps, the Hainu Gimel Achorah V'Gimel B'Shuvah L'Mekomo, three steps back and three steps forward, Im Kein HaKorachach Tzarech Lachzor L'Mekomo B'Gimel P'Sios L'Fanav. So then one would be obligated to take these three steps forward. Is there any source for raising one's feet after taking his three steps forward, which some have the practice to do? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that he doesn't know of any source for this. So if Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Hatzal didn't know of a source, we might be hard-pressed to find that source. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Umitam zek tzas makpidin shalo yavor adam lefnehem ba'ot she'omdim b'makom she'posa. Shalo yavsek zeh bein shisha psiyoseim. Since people take three steps back and then take three steps forward, there are some who are makpid. They go out of their way to ensure that people should not walk in front of them until they take their three steps forward. Avol mikol makom ayidik peidasam toim. Sometimes, because of this kpeida, they end up making a mistake. Shekesheroim misherotza lavor lifneim. When they see that somebody is about to pass them, heim mimahirim lachzor lemekomam. Then they rush to get to take their three steps forward back to their original spot. Kodem sheyaschil hashatz atfila, before the shliach tzibur even begins chazar hashatz, dehume ikar adin, which is actually the fundamental halacha, namely that one should not go back to his original place until chazar hashatz begins. So just in order to account for this one opinion in the Beis Yosef that you have six steps, they take their three steps forward, but in doing so, they actually forego the more important halacha that one should not go back to his original spot until the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazaras Hashatz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Tes, Lekedusha. V'im harich b'tfilah, so if one is davening along Shmona Esrei, u'be'isha pasa higia hashatz Lekedusha, when one's taking his three steps back, the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, yachol lachzor tekef l'mekom alomar Kedusha. In that case, you can go right away, you can take your three steps forward in order to answer Kedusha. V'avta maharil haya nohig, t'kesha haya mesayim Shmona Esrei, v'ashatz nafal al apav. Even though the Maharil's custom was that when he finished Mona Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur was up to Tachanun and he had just taken his three steps back, so he would remain at the place where he took his three steps back and say Tachanun right then and there, v'lo hayachozer tekef l'mekomo, he wouldn't return immediately to his original place. Kedusha shayni. Responding to Kedusha is different, shetov yoser lo'omra b'mekomo kemo shara kol, because it's better to say Kedusha in one's original place, like the rest of the Tzibur. Vein the Kamon Simen Kuflam and Aleph Sev Bezlin in Filas Atai Masha Kosov Shom B'Mishnah Bura. We'll see in Simen Kuflam and Aleph some more of these dinim with respect to Tachanun and Nefilas Hapai. Chaim Kanievsky, quoted in footnote 7, says that when you're saying Tachanun after finishing Shmona Esrei in the place where you took your three steps back, you can do so while sitting down as well. You don't have to stand up. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yod, Ulefachos Vechulei. Ayin Bebach Shehiskim, the Lechatchila Nachol Nahachmir Ad Kedusha. The Bach agrees that Lechatchila, ideally, one should be Machmir not to return to one's original spot until Kedusha. Imlo Shehamakom Tsar Vidachuk Uchadei Delolesi Leinsuyei. Unless the place where you are is very cramped and people will begin to fight, so then take your three steps forward even before Kedusha. V'chein kasa b'derech ha-chaim. Ach bizman sh'omrim, kish'omrim piyutim, bevada yesh l'hakav alakzor tekev kish'amaskel ha-shach mona esrei. If the tzibur is going to be adding piyutim prior to Kedusha, so then one certainly can be lenient and return to his original spot once the shliach tzibur begins shmona esrei. What if the place where you are is so cramped that you can't even take a full three steps backwards? So what should you do in that case? Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that you should take them to the side, and the Aruch HaShulchan says the same. The Ramah here comments on in Siv Beis, V'ashliach tzibur yamod kedei hiloch arba amos kodam shliachzor lemekomo leispal b'koram. The Shliach Tzibur himself should wait the amount of time that it takes to walk four amos until he returns to his original place in order to begin Chazaras Hashatz. V'chein yachin ha-mispalo, ya'amod b'makom shakalu psiyosav kishir zeh kodam shiyagzor l'mekomo. Likewise, when one is davening alone, he should wait that amount of time until he returns to his original spot. So does everybody agree with the Ramah over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yod Aleph, Echein Yachid, Uba Cholik, Uposik, De'in Chiluk, B'mispalo B'yechid, B'veso, L'mispalo L'matzibur. The Bach is more stringent. He says that there's no difference between when one is davening alone and when one is davening with a tzibur. Ela b'chol gavne, in all cases, tzarech lishos kefi hashir sheyagi hashatz lekedusha o al koponim at sheyaskel shatz b'kol ram. In all cases, one is obligated to wait the amount of time that it would take the shliach tzibur to get up to kedusha, or at least to begin chazar sashatz. V'chein pasak ha-magen avram, that's what magen avram paskins as well, in lo shetzarech lachzor despal sheynis l'tashlumin, unless you have to daven again for the purpose of Tashlumin, to Azdu Chuleyama Dai Kedei Hiloch Dalet Amos. Everybody would agree in that case that one can wait the amount of time it takes to walk just four Amos. Da'akol Yodin Shechazarasa Hule Ispal Sheinis. Everybody knows that when you right away start another Shmona Esrei, that it was in order to do a Tashlumin. U'mikomakom b'makom adachak yesh lahakel da'af b'zeh Dai B'dalet Amos. In Shas Hadchak, in the pressing circumstances, one can rely on the Ramah over here to wait only the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos when he is davening B'Yechidus. When do we measure the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos? So the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Hei Beis, this is pointed out in footnote 11, says that we measure that amount of time from the conclusion of Osa Shalom. We don't include Yiraton Shribana B'Samikdash. So the amount of time it takes to say Yiraton Shribana B'Samikdash is included in the amount of time that we're waiting to of the Shiur Dalet Amos. Continues the Ramah over here in Sev Beis. Yachid shemispalo betzibur. If you have an individual who's davening with the tzibur, v'siim tefilaso kodem shliach tzibur, he finishes his shmona esrei prior to the shliach tzibur. Asur lahachzir panav latzibur ad sheyasayim shliach tzibur tefilaso. One is prohibited from turning towards the congregation until the shliach tzibur finishes his tefillah. What exactly does the Rama mean over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, Asur lahachzir. Hainu afa pishadain obin b'makom shekalu psiyosav. Even if you're still standing where you finished your three steps back, lo yachzir panav latzibur. Dahinu litzad marav. You shouldn't turn your head around towards the west where the rest of the tzibur is davening as long as the shliach tzibur has not finished his shmona esrei. You're going to cause the mispalalim to have compromised focus. And also other people will assume that you skipped in your shmona esrei and that's why you finished so quickly. If you, with respect to returning to your original place, kvar mevuar, we already learned in the first sif, that one must wait until the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, or at the very least, until he gets up to Chazaras Hashatz. Continues the Mechaber in Se'iv Gimel. Kishe Posea. When one takes his three steps back, how should he do it? Oker regal smol techila. He first moves his left foot. V'shir psios elu l'chol apachos hu k'di sheyitein gudol b'tzad akiv. How big should these steps be? At the very least, says the Mechaber, they should be where your big toe is opposite the heel of your other foot. So if you're moving your left foot, so the big toe on your left foot should be opposite the heel on your right foot. Comments the Rama, ulechatchila lo yafsia psias gasos yoser mizeh. So one should not be taking larger steps than that. Why do we do the left first? Comments the Mishnah Berurah, Yod Gimel, techila demistama oker inish kara diyamina berishal. Usually a person will move his right foot first. Lachain oker kan bismol. So therefore we do the opposite here. We move our left foot first. The mare ba'atzmo kilu kavid olav lipater min amakum. Because that way you're demonstrating that it's difficult for you to depart from Hashem. V'ayin b'bir halacha, where the Mishnah Berurah expands on this. V'inei seder ha'shalosh psios eluhu. The way to organize these three steps is as follows. Techila yafsia berega smol psia ktana. First, you take a small step with your left foot. Ve'acharkach yafsia b'shal yomin psia gedola. Then you take a larger step with your right foot. Ve'acharkach yafsia b'smol ba'ofen shi uraglav shavim. Then you take another step with your left foot and you align your two feet together. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Yodalit. Kedei sheyitein v'chulei. Uchamo psios ha'kohanim b'sh'as avoda. The parallel to this is the steps of the Kohanim during the Avodah Shalom Ahalchim Akev Bitzad Gudol. They would take small steps, you know, not too big steps. They would take smaller steps to show that they're walking calmly. So their steps would be that their big toe would go up to their heel and so on and so forth. Can you take a step even smaller than the big toe aside the heel? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, V'chasav ha-Magen Avram, the bepachos mishir zeh, ein aleha shem psia kla. Magen Avram says that if it's smaller than that size, it's not even considered a step. V'ein lo hakel afilu ha-makom tzar v'dachuk. One should not be lenient even in a case where it's very cramped. And as we said before, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that in that case, you go to your side instead of backwards. V'yesh mekilin b'makom ha-dachak. However, there are those who are more lenient in pressing circumstances, that you could take smaller steps. V'davka im ha'adam ha'omid achar avinu mispalol. Of course, this is only if the person behind you is no longer davening. Aval kashu mispalol. B'chol gavne eino levsa b'sot ala namosa. V'chinus k'le elbasim in kuf beis. We've learned earlier that when one is davening behind you, one should not take three steps into the dalet amos of the person davening behind him. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Tezvav, clarifying the Rama's comment. The Rama said, L'chatchila, one should not take larger steps. What does the Rama mean? Lishna da harama inu miduktok. It's this language, this formulation of the Rama is not so straightforward. It's not so precise. Really, he should have written Yesh Omrim because he's coming to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. The Choli Kala Mechaber, the Sfir Leil Chol Apachos, Umashma Dapsios Gasos Yoser Adif. The Mechaber makes it seem that the minimum for the steps is gudel betzad akiv, is the big toe opposite the heel. However, larger steps would be even better. However, the Rama is saying that no, larger steps we don't like. We should only do gudol betzad akiv. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, tev zayin lo yafsia v'chulei. Why not? Why should you not do larger steps? The tefilos keneged tmidim tiknum. The tefila is opposite or a substitute for the korbanos. Ubo inon dumyot the kohanim avodasam. We have to act the way that the kohanim did during their avoda. Therefore, one should not take larger steps because the kohanim did not do so. Va'od, and moreover, demechzei kerotz melefnei hamelech. If you take larger steps, it looks like you're running away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. And the Gra points out that this would be the same thing as taking large steps and running out of shul, which we don't do. Says the Mechaber in Se'if Dalid. Misha mosef ha-shalosh psios hava yuhara. If one takes more than three steps back, he is considered haughty. Why? Shenira, says the Mishnah Berurah, shehu choli kavo deshchina yoser mishar b'nei adam. Because he demonstrates or he appears to be giving more honor to Hashem than other people, as if he's more important and the honor that he gives is more important than the honor that others give. And therefore, one should only take three steps back, not more than three steps. Tomorrow, we will continue, Bez Hashem, with the rest of Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. Have a wonderful day.